Welcome back to another evening of Cosmic Code Radio. Sorry we are getting a little late start this evening, but it's all good. Dr. Torrey, good evening.
Good evening, Linda. How are you, honey?
I'm doing very well. I see that our futuristic brothers paid you a visit to you in Terrania yesterday.
Oh, my God. What an experience. What an experience. You know, as I said, I was swimming in my pool with my dogs, and all of a sudden, my eyes caught that really, really bright object above my head. I immediately thought it was either a lost balloon or maybe a weather balloon. I was looking at it, but I didn't think much.
Right.
But you know what? I keep looking at it, and they said, it has to be moving. If not, it is not a balloon. So I get in a corner of the pool above a corner of my house, and I was sitting there, and in 5 minutes later, the white, bright light was still there. It didn't move a bit. So I realized that was not a balloon or a weather balloon. So I called Terrania. She grabbed the camera, and you know the rest of the story because you watched it. But in the meantime, I went in the back of my truck, and I got my special binocular, and I really got a good look at that thing here. It was the face of an E.T.
That was so weird. That was insane. That was so cool to see.
Well,
there's been a lot of sightings all over the place, but you happened to get one right on camera, right over your head.
Exactly. And then you know what? What was most interesting, when Terrania finished the taping, I thought, I'm going to just look at it for a while and then just keep taping. I won't say nothing, just taping and see what happened. By the time I did that, that thing literally shoot right up into the universe, right in front of my eyes. I mean, from the big, huge, bright light, he came up to nothing in less than, 3 seconds. Literally disappeared. And that is indeed. I had connecting with UFOs since forever, but to see something like this is the first time that I see actually the bright light disappearing into the universe. I never seen that before. So that was kind of a very, very obvious omen to me that the extraterrestrial are going to become much more active within the next few months until the big wake-up call where science will finally stop thinking that there is no ET or UFO out there. So that's going to be an interesting time, Linda.
Definitely good to be alive, I say, because that's one of your predictions for the 2012.
Yep.
I can't remember which number it is. I think it's 8, if I recall, but I don't have it in front of me. And it's been happening all over the place. We've actually been seeing some incredible things in the sky the last couple of nights over our neck of the woods as well. Nothing on video, but just pretty incredible stuff. So they're there, and they're saying hello, and they're popped in to say hello to you, Dr. Torrey.
Well, that's basically what it is, because for me, I go out in the pool, now and then, but for me to look at it, to actually see it, is no accident, that's for sure. There is a much deeper message behind all this, and incidentally, I'm going to be doing a live show in Las Vegas next week during a unique window, and Terrania and I, we are planning to go to the extraterrestrial highway around the Area 51. So if we disappear, then you know we've been picked up, and goodbye, babies.
Oh, well, you'll pick the right stars to do that.
It's already set. It's going to be we've been invited to a party on the 9th, a good friend of us, birthday. He's like 80 years old, an old man, a very beautiful gentleman that we know for a long time. A good client of us, became a good friend. You know how it is. And
sure.
Then from there, we're going to go to Area 51. I want to show Terrania the extraterrestrial highway. And she wants to spend the night in Rachel.
Oh yes, I've been wanting to do that too. I saw something on TV about some interesting things going on in Rachel, Nevada.
Exactly, and she wants to stay in the track. I mean, the hammer is big enough, so we can put the seat, and she wants to stay there. She wants to keep an eye. She wants to have the full experience of Rachel close to Area 51. And then the next day we're going to drive back, relax a little bit, and after that we're going to do another radio show in Las Vegas. So we're going to take some pictures of that trip, and we're going to put it in the Cosmic Code newsletter. That's for
excellent.
Sure.
We'll all get to partake and see your cosmic adventure, so to speak. We are going to discuss Virgo's forecast towards the end of the show. I posted that, so don't think we didn't forget about you, Virgos. Happy birthday to Virgo this month. But Dr. Torrey, your SOS to the world this past couple of days, 28th, 29th, 30th. Oh my God. All the things that came to manifest.
Well, as you know, I blasted every major website for weeks, preparing and warning the world for the end of the month. Like you said, 28, 29, 30, and even the 31st. For large earthquakes, hurricane, typhoon, and I did it again. I mean, it's there, it's unarguable, and what can I do? I can do only what I do best and warn people. Sad enough, I don't get enough. The scientific community is not, you know, paying attention like they should to this phenomenon, to my attitude. I'm doing these things. But anyway, the fact of the matter, it was said, it was predicted, and it transpired. I did it again.
It did, definitely. I mean, the typhoon. When I was on 2 weeks ago, and you weren't here, you were in Toronto, I had another guest on, and I was discussing this before the guest came on, and it was like deja vu for me all over again with Hurricane Katrina, because it was that Quatrain back in, what was that, 2005, that Hurricane Katrina hit?
That's right.
The third eye opened. I sat there and went, oh my God, your prediction came true.
And I wish my good friend George Norrie had invited me in Coast to Coast, because I would have given him those dates and put ISAC on my record. But it's there anyway. You know, Coast to Coast or not, the fact of the matter, everything is still on this major website. Everything is on the Cosmic Code. Everything is in my book. I don't have much to prove anymore, Linda. I just wish, again, the scientific community would pay attention a little bit more to the Cosmic Code and understand that.
Well, I think they're listening to you because they take things from you. You know, they look at the Titanic. The scientists decided that it was the moon that brought the Titanic down. Well, where'd they get that from? I'm assuming it would be Dr. Torrey.
Yep, exactly. This is how it is.
Exactly.
This is how it is. As a matter of fact, tonight, I'm going to give a set of dates, so I'm going to ask, you know, like always, the audience to get a pen and a piece of paper.
Okay.
And I'm going to give a set of dates for September until the next time we meet again on the air, Linda. So the first set of dates is the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. This is like, again, a plutonic-moonic window combined together.
Okay.
So we are talking about people being forced to relocate again because of natural disaster. We are not at the end of it. And, of course, things that are under the table, that are secret, police, sex, crazy people, killing everybody. During those days, you can be prepared for CNN to put the news after I announce the news. The second set of dates I'm putting out there is the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. I'd say it's a moonic and uranic window, not a moonic plutonic, but a moonic uranic window.
Anytime
you deal with the moon, you know it's the beginning or ending of important phases of life, because people have to relocate. You're talking about thousands of people, pretty much like Katrina or Isaac, being forced to relocate, either because of an earthquake or a certain release of energy that will take place during those dates. So write down the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. That is basically a warning for you to be very careful and to watch the news.
Those are the dates, my friends, and I will post them on my Facebook page and my Cosmic Code Radio Facebook page for any of you who have missed it. And you know, you don't have to miss it. You could just join the Cosmic Code with Dr. Torrey, and you can get all of this information. Dr. Torrey, do you want to throw out the website again for us?
Well, again, it's my name, drturi.com, drturi.com. And once you enter drturi.com, you can read, become a cosmic coder. All the information are right there for you, so I can guide you monthly, do your forecast, do your monthly transit with the moon, and teach you the secret of the cosmic codes. My gosh, there is so much that is going on there, as you know, because you're there, Linda.
Oh, yes. I see it every day. I was just telling, you know, I went on this haunted ship, what was it, last Saturday? And I was telling the people on the radio 2 weeks ago when you weren't here that I was a little leery about going because it was in a platonic window, and I'm going on a haunted ship. Well, I know the do's and don'ts of Pluto, but then I checked the moon. The moon had moved into Sagittarius, so I thought, all right, I'll go. But I was more afraid of the people than the ghosts. I mean, I posted in Cosmic Code how I saw the scorpionic dragon already taking place with women lifting their shirts up and drunk idiots all around. I just like, oh my God.
There you go.
I was a very critical Virgo in your chat room about that. Right? Terania sent me off with her article. I go, I agree with her.
Oh, another good thing that I did, as you know, I was approached by the Discovery Channel to do a TV show on Nostradamus and predictions, things like that. And about, I don't know, I think two or 3 weeks ago when they first approached me, I gave them the date of August 28, 29, 30, even the 31st for a large earthquake and a hurricane and typhoon. And those guys have been literally blown away. They said to me, my gosh, Dr. Turing, you really have something. So now I don't know if I secure myself on the History Channel, because now they want to do, they are thinking of doing a show on Buddha. I said,
Buddha?
Oh, my gosh.
Buddha.
On Buddha? I mean, Do you know any religious group, any religion, or anything that gives you a perfect translation or transcribe the cosmic codes like I do? You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. I mean, it's all religions, Buddha or Jesus or Allah, whatever it is, all the prophets, all this is based upon faith. It's based upon a Neptunian energy, which is just based upon faith. But would it be the Bible? Would it be Buddha? Would it be Allah? On the Quran or the Bible, you would never, ever, in a million years, read the quatrain and the obvious keywords preparing you for large earthquakes or for a tsunami or typhoon like I did. I just don't understand how people's mind really works. Why would you talk about Buddha, Allah, or Jesus, for that matter, in your next show, when you just witnesses the true power, the true manifestation of the cosmic codes? I just don't understand how people's mind works, Linda. I'm just totally blown away.
I don't either. I have a really good friend. I've known her for years, and she's extremely religious, and there's just no getting through. I proceed with caution because I don't want to lose a friendship. I try not to post a whole lot of crazy things on my Facebook page, but there's times when I just simply have to because I can't deal with ignorance and stupidity.
What's even worse is that every single of those religions at the core were astrological information.
Yes,
it's just I don't know. I come to that point where I'm thinking, you know what? I think I'm going to use my power and win the lottery and say goodbye to everything. I come at that point right now. You know, I just want to win the lottery and just get away. And then the world runs on a course because they're not listening. Even with obvious proof, even with my ingenuity, even with obvious repetitiveness and dated prediction, they still don't budge. So, hey, keep your religions, keep your deceptions, keep your Neptunian energy, and have faith. And just do what you have to do, because, you know, it's time maybe for me to retire. And I really think that I come to the point where I am giving more than proof to science, more than what people need to really realize I have something that they should dig into in terms of translating the faith and the tools of the Creator. And I'm still there wondering what the hell, if they have a brain or not. That's where we're at.
Well, maybe this new dragon in effect will push you to a higher, you know, level. Maybe this is the next step.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe it looks like if I'm not supposed to pass on such a deep information. You know, I'm 62 years old. I've been working overtime every single day of my life, thinking my brain crazy in order to understand the mechanics of the universe. And maybe, you know, for some karmic reason, God doesn't want to give those pearls to swines. That's what it comes down to it.
That's
very
true.
That's not my word. That is Jesus' words. You know
right.
what he said.
The Bible, yes.
Yeah.
That's very true.
And sad enough, these are the people that need more help than we do. These are the people who need to understand the faith and the tools of Creator outside of just pure faith. Because as I said earlier, whether it be Buddha, Allah, or Jesus, and any of these religious books, none of them giving you preciseness, specific timing, inaugural proof of predictions. So what's the point to have these books if they don't help you in terms of translating the true faith and the true tools of God, the celestial tools of God, which is the stars, of course. So I don't understand why people would invest in something that give them nothing but wind or boo.
I don't know. You know, having a Mercury in Capricorn like myself, there has to be logic and reason. And for me, what's above my head is logic and reason. I see it, and I just don't understand why others can't. I don't know. I get it, and your cosmic coders get it, and you know the people, George Norrie and the other radio hosts that that are on shows with you, they see it too. I don't know. Sometimes I think that I know this is negative, and I don't want to feed evil, but sometimes I really feel like we're just doomed because people don't get it. There's that small percentage of us that do get it, but the rest are all a bunch of huddled masses.
Yeah, there's too, like Tom says, there's too many pathies out there who follow the book and don't challenge or questions the printed words, the critical thinking. They are not curious. The book said, and you said, amen. They've been trained to behave this way, to read this way, to believe that way, and that's it. And then when you come up with 150% proof of how the universe really operates in terms of translating God's signs, and they still don't budge, that's where you're at. So, okay, you can't take the horse to the water, but you cannot make him drink.
And that's the perfect
thing. And it takes only a specific crowd. These are my cosmic coders. These are my students. These are the people that have a brain. Let's be honest. And they're willing to use their critical thinking to move forward. You know, as I said in my newsletters, if you're going to deal with Dr. Turing, you better be prepared, because you know what? There'll be no bull in my work. When you're dealing with the truth and you're a truth seeker, the fact of the matter is the truth is not designed to please anybody. The truth is undiluted. It's unfeeling. It hurts, and that's where it is. And if you don't shock people, if you don't make them think, well, of course, they're not going to hate you. You know, I mean, as I said again in my newsletter, look at Joel Osteen talking about Jesus, talking about all these people. Look at all these religious leaders bringing to themselves millions of people. people and millions, billions of dollars. But what do they get at the end? At the end of a speech, they don't touch the ground. They're just into a Neptunian water. They're being deceived, not knowing that next week there is a big hurricane or next year there is a big typhoon or a big tsunami coming up. What is the point? Now, with the energy of Scorpio already in motion, you're going to hear the truth. And you can see the power of the Scorpio is already in action through my words and through your words, forcing people to accept the truth, to hear the truth. And hopefully they'd get their wake-up call and start to auto-analyze themselves and realize they are not doing good for themselves or for the world by saying, amen, it's time to wake up. It's time to see reality. It's time to understand the face and the truth, God, outside of what you've been taught by a politically oriented manipulative churches. It's time to go against the Illuminati who have this wisdom, who have this power, and I'm willing to share it with us, obviously. God thinks Dr. Chiri is here to challenge all that. But, you know, if the entire audience decides to sleep standing up, I might as well just think of retiring and use the power for myself, and that's it. Stop helping everybody.
I totally get it. If I was in your shoes, I probably would have retired a long time ago. I mean, I should say that. And I know your cosmic coders are saying, Linda, bite your tongue. But I agree. I know I could. I feel your pain. I feel it because I know. I sometimes when I do readings and I look at someone's chart and the way you've taught me, it's like this person wants a reading, but they're so into the codification of thought that I'm never going to get through to them. How do I explain this to someone who's it's like hitting into a brick wall? It's like this person's not going to get it. I'm going to be speaking Chinese to them.
See, but maybe the beauty of being with Don on the BBS radio is that you can say what the hell you want. Nobody is going to kick your butt because you use so-called inappropriate words. What word did I use that got this guy to go pissed off at me?
Bullshit. Which
bullshit?
Is,
oh my gosh!
And, you know what's
oh
funny?
Oh my gosh! On the BBS, you're gonna hear. You're not gonna hear bullshit. Put it this way, and you're gonna be hearing the truth, and you're gonna be listening to the truth. That's what it is.
Well, you know, one of these days, the stars are gonna bite our that old owner right in the ass, and when they do, I'm gonna say to him, you know what? Wasn't all bullshit, was it? You know, but
yep,
that's
well,
the way it is. You know, sometimes the ignorant are just lost, and it is what it is. Dr. Tori,
you know,
do
I can,
have someone to hold. Do you want to take
all,
a card?
All I, can all I can tell you, Linda, is that this Scorpius dragon is going to do some serious cleanup out there within the next year and a half or 2 years.
I know. I see it,
I mean,
too.
I'm
happy.
You're talking about things that science cannot recognize, or the normal Joe Sixpack will be forced to acknowledge. I mean, you're not just talking about UFOs, but you're talking about that increase of curiosity that will lead people to listen to people like you and I, all my students, that matter, and start to ask questions. So if I've got to retire, I'm 62 now, I'm supposed to retire in 3 years. I was about to retire, and then I thought I'm still too young, I'm still too much, I've got too much juice in me to retire. So I'm gonna wait until I get 65, and that gives me 3 years from now to reach my goal. And if after that I don't reach my goal, and I mean I'm not supposed to help the world, I'm not supposed to bring about the truth of the cosmic code, and the Illuminati will win, and people will still follow Allah, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, the Mormon, Hare Krishna, Witness of Jehovah, or gurus in pair. Knows what?
I agree. Now, Dr. Tor, your wife wrote an article this evening. I didn't get to read all of it. I only read half because we were getting ready to go on air, called Looked Up Abroad, the Stars by Terania. Wow. Your wife is on a roll with writing right now. She...
Oh, yeah, but
Terania really
is highly, highly spiritual. And with the dragon on the eighth house of metaphysics, she's starting to channel quite deep information and passing it out to the people
definitely.
On the Cosmic Code. She's doing a phenomenal work. That girl will stay up all night writing, investigating, looking for a word, a phrase, so that she can help me to pass my message to the world. And she does it her own way. And I'm glad I have her as my soulmate, I tell you that.
Yeah, she's an incredible person. You're both lucky. You're both lucky people to have found each other because you're both incredible souls, in my opinion. But I'm
Thank
partial.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm getting reports now that Maria is on line one. Can we take a call tonight, Dr. Torrey?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's take Maria.
Hi, Maria in California. How are you? Sorry for you holding for so long. We had a lot to say.
That's all right. I enjoyed listening, and my name is Marie. I don't know why everybody wants to make me saintly.
My middle name's Marie, and everyone tries to call me Maria, so I feel you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This is my first time calling. I have heard you, Dr. Torrey, on George Noory, you know, like the day after or something, and it's just wonderful to hear the information, and it's too bad that people are still in the dark and they're not ready to hear, but they'll soon wake up. I'm hopeful.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes, they will. That Scorpius dragon is leading them to do that.
Yes, absolutely. But my question to you is that I'm October the 8th, 1953, born in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been looking for employment for the last 3-4 years, and I can't understand what is it about me that I can't get through.
Well, first of all, you have to aim towards your dragon's head, and your dragon's head, I believe, is Aquarius. No, you have to use the energy of your dragon to have the doors opening to you. Aquarius was the new age, computers, technology. If you're looking for a job at the airport, if you're looking at a job to work in high technology or learning about computers, that's where your dragon will open the doors for you. Now, as a Libra, you also have to understand your soul's purpose to respect the laws of the divine, the laws of the moon, the laws of the dragon, the laws of the physics, not just the laws written by men, but the laws written in light. So it's all about knowledge. Remember, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. The more wisdom you have in metaphysics, the more power to you. It's all about education. Now, because the dragon is finally moving in your second house of money and self-esteem, this could lead you to maybe take a little study in form of education, and from there rebuild your finance and your self-esteem. There are also, if you want to be a millionaire, first you have to think like one. You have to behave like one. You have to use your subconscious creative forces. You have to respect the cosmic code, the universal laws of the moon. And that's why as a Libra, your soul's purpose is to understand and use those laws. Do I make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I would suggest you to maybe become a cosmic coder, get to understand a few of those rules, and have faith, because this dragon in your finance area will open doors for you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're truly welcome, sweetheart.
All right.
Thank you, Marie. Have a wonderful evening.
Bye-bye.
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 All right. I don't think we have any more calls at the moment. I'm checking my log here. I'm multitasking. I'm typing on two screens. I'm typing to the BBS, and I'm typing with your wife on the Cosmic Code, so I'm using both my hands. So if my typing's a little sloppy in your chat room, I apologize.
Well, that's okay. Now, you have to remember, in your working area, you are a Gemini, and being
I
a
know.
Gemini, that means you're a double, you dual task, you talk too much sometimes.
I wish it was an octopus, so I could have like
that's
three or four more
radio,
things, you know. I could
which is a good thing.
Oh, how funny. I, you know, I've been battling a cold for the last couple of days, and I was really worried today I wouldn't be able to go on air, but I've been drinking Echinacea tea with some of Bragg's apple cider vinegar in my tea, and I tell you, the natural holistic way is the way to go, because I don't feel like a million bucks yet, but my voice is back. My kids aren't happy my voice is back, but my voice is back.
That's good news. Now, you have to remember, the tail of the dragon up to yesterday was on your work and your health area.
I know.
And Gemini rules the lungs and allergies. So it makes you prone to suffer in this area. So now that the tail of the dragon has been removed from your work and your health area, you're going to get much stronger, Linda.
Well, I hope so. I'm trying to take really good care of myself. And, you know, I was at this event last night where I had to work the door, and I was around a lot of cigarette smokers, and that really did not help my throat at all. It was like, this is torture.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So I really babied myself this morning with a lot of tea and vitamin C and all that good stuff, but the holistic way is the way to go, because I don't like the chemicals that are in the other stuff. Well, it's kind of quiet tonight, and I know you are not at home. You are visiting with some friends, so I don't want to keep you too long this evening. Is there anything else you want to go over? I'm going to probably cut the show a little short tonight. Is there anything else you wanted to cover? I'm trying to see if we have any more callers.
Well, it's holiday, you know. I mean,
I know.
During the holidays, you're not going to get many people. You know, listening to the radio, they're all out there, including myself, having fun with some friends. What I want to mention again before leaving you running the end of the show, Linda, is that we are now finally into the Scorpius energy. So you're going to feel how people are going to be more direct, more honest, and more interested into metaphysics. Which means if it's a little bit slow tonight, we have to keep in mind it's holidays, plus it's the waning moon. But, hey, next time around, next time we'll be back on the air on the BBC radio with Don, we're surely going to have much more people. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I knew it would be slow tonight. I sat there going, it's Labor Day. There's a lot of people going out of town, you know.
That's what it is.
And I would be going out of town, too, but I know better because it's a waning moon and I'm laying
low. Exactly.
I'm cleaning up.
Remember, waning moon doesn't mean bad, okay?
No, it doesn't mean bad.
You have to be cautious, but you can still have a phenomenal time after the full moon.
You can. I have had a phenomenal time, but there's just certain things, you know, I don't want to be near the water or with a crowd of people with alcohol and, you know, things like that.
Of course.
But it is.
All
it
right,
is.
Linda. So I'll tell you what, honey. We're going to let you run the show now, and we're going to go and finish our dinner and spend some time with our good friend.
We shall see
you in a couple of weeks.
All right. See you soon. Talk later. Bye, Dr. Torrey. Good night, Terrania.
All right, sweetheart. Good night, Linda.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks. We're going to talk a little bit about Virgo. That's right. It is the month of September, and it is all about Virgo. This month, Virgo, the stars will shine on you. You can't lose. Make the most of them. Now, the first 2 weeks of this phase, it's in the first house. It's right on you. So, you know, take care of yourself. Stars want you around a long, long time, Virgo. But the stars will shine on you for the next couple of weeks. Virgo, let's just bring up some characteristics. Virgo is from August 23rd to September 22nd. Virgonians are considered to be analytical, intelligent, and hardworking. They handle complex tasks with seeming effortlessness. I'm sorry, I can't talk tonight. Effortlessness. Bear with me. Like I said, I'm getting over a cold. And they are flexible and good organizers. So, yes, Virgos are definitely, I call them the workhorse of the zodiac. They work, 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 work. This could be why Virgos and Capricorns are so very compatible. Capricorns are hard workers, too, most of them. I have a tail in Virgo, and my dragon's tail's in Virgo. Now, I've come across Virgos that I get along with very, very well. And that doesn't mean anything just because I have a tail in Virgo. But I have found that people of all different sun signs who happen to have the tail in Capricorn, I kind of butt heads with. One of them's my own child. So go figure. The beautiful world of astropsychology. Luckily, I have this knowledge and I'm able to work with it and push it in a positive direction. It's all good. But Virgo, let's see here. Cleansing impurities, large and small. Don't think yourself immune, for I see all attending to every chore and task. Perfection being all that I ask, I am Virgo, child of Mercury. So Mercury is your ruling planet. You are an intellectual, sometimes quite critical. You're even picky with others, and you tend to work much too hard. You are workaholics, like I just said. You were born a master of communications, endowed with a deep analytical thinking process. The stars also offer you the option to become a great speaker and a proficient writer. When challenged, you may misuse this power and become sarcastic to others. With this comment, I have to laugh because I was just recently took my astropsychology test, and I know I got this question wrong, and at least I can go back and say, hey, I learned from my mistakes. But one of the questions on the test was, give me the similar characteristics between, I think it was Scorpio, Virgo, and Taurus. And I put stubbornness when I really should have put critical and sarcastic, because Scorpios are the king and queens of sarcasm. But I've dealt with very many Tauruses and Virgos who are just as sarcastic. So I just kind of find it interesting. And it's all good. We all have, you know, we all have to grow. And that's just one of the things that we have to watch for. Being a Virgo is not to be too sarcastic. Hey, my rising's Virgo, my tail's Virgo. I can be sarcastic. So, like I said, we're the whole zodiac, and there's a lot of Virgo in me, so I relate to this forecast somewhat. Now, on a health note, Virgo, I want to talk to you for a minute. You may be very prone to headaches or head injuries, eyes and sinus migraine problems. This is very common in Virgos. You want to be aware of your environment and public areas. You are prone to poisoning and strongly advised to keep away from alcohol and narcotics. Now, we're going to use Michael Jackson as the example. He was born in the month of September, first house being Virgo, and we know how his fate ended, and it ended very sadly. One of our cosmic coders today posted something on Facebook. Her name's Linda as well. Hope she's listening this evening. Hi, Linda. A real beautiful little poem or speech from Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris. And it was just really, it made me cry. And I'll post it on Cosmic Code later. Back to your health. Also be aware that diets that are too constrictive may cause just as many problems as overindulgence. Your body and metabolism are both well equipped to deal with all types of food, including red meat. I can relate to this too. I was a vegetarian for many, many, many years. And I'm not going to say I eat a whole lot of meat now. I really don't. I kind of have a hard time eating a whole lot of meat. I eat some meat. It's organic. That's the only kind of meat that will cross my lips is organic. I don't do any other kind. But I know a lot of Virgos that are very into health and very health conscious. And sometimes they obsess too much. And when you obsess too much on your health, it can make you even unhealthier. So realize that health comes from within, and it doesn't just mean the physical, it's the mental as well. And when we're healthy mentally and we are healthy on the inside, it will exude to the outside. Don't be too hard on yourself, Virgo, because you are a critical sign, but you are most critical on yourself. You're critical of others, but you are very critical of your own self. I see this in a lot of my Virgo friends, and you got to be just give yourself a big pat on the back and say, I'm doing good. Baby steps. I'm doing okay. Now, September are sadly enough, they are prone to, they're accident prone, and they're prone to head trauma and violent death. That doesn't mean all you Virgos are going to have a violent death. It's just with this being said, you really got to watch the moon. Follow the moon, especially during and after the full moon and during your lucky and unlucky dragon window dates. It's very important for Virgo to follow these. Let's see. 2012 predictions for Virgo. The new dragon's head will stimulate your third house of communication, where you will experience a rebirth of your consciousness. This will induce tremendous intellect, discerning power, and enormous surge of creativity. Souls born in September should be ready for mental exploration and beneficial career associations, offering great prospective business deals with souls born in March, May, January, and those also born in July. So these four signs are you're gonna do very well with in your future. And just remember, though, our thoughts, we are the reincarnation of our thoughts, Virgo. So be good to yourself, think good thoughts, and everything will be A-okay. And if you ever have any questions and you can't get to Dr. Tori, don't hesitate to contact me. I could do my best. I'm not the great and wonderful Dr. Tori, but as a student, I have been able to help certain people understand certain things about their chart. And you can contact me at my website is www.cosmiccoderadio.com, or you can contact me on my email address, which is cosmicstar7@comcast.net. I'm always available to lend an ear. That's what we're here for. That's what makes the world go round, and that's what true friends are all about. That was a lot. I'm winded. No, I just want to read the not the SOS to the world, but the your daily guidance for some of you who do not have Moon Power 2012. I highly suggest you get it. But if you don't, I just want to let you know that from September 1st through the 4th, the ruling planets are going to be Neptune, which is beliefs and dreams, and Mars, which is war and aggression. So just be aware. And it does say here, I don't read all of them, but I'm going to read some of them for you. Like for your work, career, and business, you still have a few days in front of you to push forward, but be ready for the impact of the full moon. It's going to be an important decision involving business situations, and that'll have to be made. You need to wait patiently till the next new moon to restructure or sign important documents. Sign nothing now. In fact, the next new moon is, let's see, I'm looking at my calendar. The next new moon is, looks like the 16th. 16th of September is the next new moon, and I'm sure if I opened up Moon Power and scrolled through the pages a little more, I can confirm that through Moon Power as well. Just give me a second here. I want to make sure I'm giving you the correct information, and I am. September 16th, the new moon is in Virgo. So, new moon in Virgo. That'll be a good thing to welcome in. And we'll talk more about the new moon in Virgo in a couple of weeks when we're back on September 9th. I believe that's when the next show is. Nope, excuse me. September 16th. We're here on a new moon. Woohoo! Even better. So that's, you know, now the shopping. I always read the shopping to you guys because, you know, us girls, we like to shop. So I want to make sure you're shopping in the right stars, okay? And if you do want to call in, the phone number here is 530-413-5011. That's 530-413-5011. If you'd like to call in, I'm going to read one more thing to you. And then I might cue in some music and call it a night unless someone calls in. My voice, I'm about ready to cough, and I don't want to cough on the air. And I need to train my daughter to become my fill-in when I can't do this, but she's still a work in progress, and I'm still trying to get her to read a whole bunch of Dr. Tori's books. Excuse me, just for a minute. Sorry about that. Now, for shopping, now is the time to buy pesticides and anything that is with nature. If you want to get rid of something, now is definitely the time. Make absolutely no investments in weapons, sharp tools, or anything that could explode. And let this nasty energy dissipate and stay safe. So, like Dr. Torrey said a little while ago, the waning moon is not necessarily a bad thing. You just have to be, you know, take precautions. I've done things in a waning moon and all was fine. And if you could just excuse me for 1 minute, I'm going to get a quick drink of water. Before I die on everybody. Having kids, you always get something that they get. They've been in school 3 weeks now, and of course, mom had to get sick. It's one of those things. Now, I do want to make a special announcement, and this is for my locals. On October 14th, and that is a ways away, I actually am on air that night, but I'm still going to attend this function. On October 14th from 10 to 5, I would like everyone to join me locally. If you're here locally, it's called Dance for the Rescues. Now, those of you who know me, you know I'm a very big animal lover. I love animals. I almost like them more than human beings. Most of the time, I do like them more than human beings. With that being said, this is an excellent cause, and it's you Zumba. From 10 to 5, there's Zumba classes all day. You dance for a cause. There's vendors. All the proceeds and all the money will go to Animal Friends Rescue Project, which is a nonprofit organization. And they help sponsor animals. They help feed them, shelter them, get them adopted. Now, if you are interested and being a foster parent for these animals, I highly recommend doing it. If I was not a renter, I would probably do the same. However, I've met my quota of animals right now. And I've been told that if I bring in home any more pets, I will be in divorce court. So, sorry. That's just my husband's crazy sense of humor. Anyway. So join me October 14th. Zumba with me, burn some calories, and help the animals. And by the way, on that note, for all you locals, I want to reiterate one more thing. And I'm going to try not to cry when I say this. But my local animal shelter right now is overflowing with animals. I was watching the news this morning, and they're giving people who don't pick up their pets 72 hours notice. And if you don't pick up those pets within 72 hours, notice they're going to start euthanizing them. So, with that being said, help the animals. Come dance with me on the 14th. And if you do choose to be a foster parent, contact Animal Friends Project. I will post all of this on my Facebook page. I will also post it on my website either tonight or tomorrow. But let's help man's best friend. Whether that be a dog or a cat, I have no preference. I've had both, and they're both awesome. Right now, I only have cats, and they're like my four-legged children. I love them, and I love my kids, and they're part of my. They're like my brood. I have two human kids and four feline kids. So, come dance with me, and I will post all of this. I am going to try and play. We were having some audio issues with certain things, and I'm hoping I will be able to close out with some nice, relaxing music for you. Let me see here. I want you folks to have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I am going to cut it short tonight because I feel like I'm going to have another coughing attack. I'm going to close out with some nice, soothing music, kind of UFO-ish, in honor of Dr. Torrey's sighting the other day. Have a blessed week. Be safe. We'll talk soon. Peace out.